We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. You know, in week two in the NFL pain day action, the Vikings beat the Niners. The Raiders beat the Ravens in the Charm City. The Bucks won in Detroit. Malik Willis and the Pack won at Lambeau over the Colts. And the Saints destroyed the Cowboys. Six underdogs got outright wins. The Ravens, Bengals, and Rams are all 0-2. And only two 0-2 teams have made the playoffs in the last 5 years. Four teams that missed the playoffs last year are 2-0. The Chargers, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Seahawks. It's crazy right now. The Athletic came out with their week two power rankings as we head into week three. And let's go through it. At number one, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They beat the Bengals 26-25 on Butker's last second field goal. All they do is win. They're 2-0. They're at the Falcons Sunday night at the Benz in Atlanta. The Bills are number two at 2-0. They were number three last week. They ripped the Dolphins at Hard Rock 31-10. Tua got concussed. They're in big trouble, but not the Bills. They take on the Jaguars on Monday night. There's two Monday night games this week, and they're playing one of them, 7:30 in the B-low. At number three, it's those Saints at 2-0. They were number 11 last week. They beat the Cowboys 44-19. What a thrashing. They take on the Eagles Sunday at 1 on Bourbon Street. At number four, it's the Texans. They're 2-0. Last week, they were number four as well. They beat the Bears on Sunday Night Football 19-13. They're at the Vikings at the Bank in Minneapolis Sunday at 1. At number five, it's the Buccaneers. They're 2-0. They were number 10 last week. They beat the Lions at Ford Field 20-16. Baker Mayfield came through in the clutch, and he led the team in rushing and scored the winning touchdown for him. And they play the Broncos in Tampa Sunday at 1. Number 6 is those Lions. They were number 5 last week, lost to the Bucs. They're at Arizona Sunday at 4:25 in the desert. At number 7, it's the Vikings at 2-0. They were number 14 last week. But they had the big upset of the Niners in Minnesota, 23-17. They take on the Texans in Minneapolis Sunday at 1 as well. At number 8 is the Niners. They fell from number 2 to number 8 after losing to the Vikings. They're 1-1. They're at the Rams Sunday at 4:25 at SoFi in Lipstick City. Speaking of L.A., the Chargers are number 9. That's where they were last week. They beat Carolina easily 26-3. They stayed on the East Coast. They're playing at the Steelers on Sunday. And I'm going to the game. You got to love it. I'm going to Pittsburgh. I'm going to be hanging out of my season ticket. Got the Steelers. Chargers are going to be smacking and drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and talking. Shake it out. Shake it out. The Seahawks are number 10. They're 2-0. For McDonald, their new coach, they're coming up from 12-10 now after their overtime win over the Pats at Gillette, 23-20. And they take on the Dolphins Sunday at 4:05 at Lumen. At number 11, it's the Eagles. They're 1-1. They were number 6 last week, but they puked all over themselves Monday night against the Falcons, losing 22-21. I said they're at the Saints on Sunday earlier. At 12, it's the Packers. They're 1-1. They were number 21 last week. A big jump for Green Bay after beating the Colts 16-10. Malik Willis got it done at quarterback. They're at the Titans Sunday in Smashville at 1 o'clock. At number 13, it's the Cowboys. They were number 7 last week. Fall to 13 after losing to the Saints and getting embarrassed. They're at home at Jerry's World against the Ravens Sunday at 4:25. In Arlington. At number 14, it's the Cardinals. They're 1-1. Gannon had his team looking good last week. You know, they were number 23 last week, so they jump up after beating up on the Rams 41-10. They're home to the Lions in Glendale Sunday at 4:25. The Steelers are 15th at 2-0. They were 13th last week, and they dropped. And they still won on the road again. Their second road win. They won in Denver 13-6. They host Herbert and Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers Sunday at 1. Like I said, I'll be there. 16 is the Jets. They're 1-1. Aaron Rodgers finally got a win. They were 20th last week. They beat the Titans at Nissan 24-17. They take on the Pats tomorrow night at Snoopy at 8:15 in New York. And number 17 has the Ravens sitting there. They were 17th last week. They lost to the Raiders, of course, in the Charm City. It was embarrassing. They're at Dallas Sunday at 4:25. At number 18, from 25 to 18, the Bengals, after their performance at Arrowhead, in which they lost, they take on the Commanders at home Monday night in the other doubleheader game at 8:15. And you know they're going to roll the Commanders. At 19, it's the Falcons. They're 1-1 after their big win in Philly Monday night. They were 28th last week. They got the Chiefs at the Benz Sunday night at 8:20 on NBC. At number 20, it's the Dolphins. They're 1-1 after losing to the Bills. They fell from 8-20. They're at Seattle Sunday at 4:05 against the unbeaten Seahawks. At 21, it's the Pats. They're 1-1. They were 15th last week. They fall six spots after losing to Seattle. They're at the Jets tomorrow night, as I mentioned. Raiders are 22, up from 24 after the win over the Ravens. A big win. And now they have the Panthers in Vegas. Inside of the Mega Hub, beautiful land, and Las Vegas, baby. Sunday at 4:05 East against LV. At 23, it's the Bears. They're 1-1 after losing to the Texans on Sunday night in Houston. They were 16th last week. They're at the Colts Sunday at 1. Speaking of the Colts, they're 24th after losing to the Pack. So now they have the Bears at Lucas Oil. At 25, the Browns, they were 32nd, so they move up to 25 after their win against Jacksonville. They take on the Giants at home at the Dog Pound Sunday at 1. The Rams are 26th after the big loss to the Cardinals. They got nothing but injury problems. Kupp injured, Puka Shell injured, offensive lineman injured, defensive lineman injured. They got nothing but problems. And they're taking on the Rams, Niners, on Sunday at home at least at 4:25. That's all they got going for them. At 27, the Jaguars are 0-2. They were 22nd last week after the loss to the Browns. They're at the Bills on Monday night at 7:30 in the B-Low. At 28, it's the Titans. They're 0-2. They were 26 last week, now 28 after the loss to the Jets. They take on the Packers in Nissan at 1 o'clock at home on Sunday. At 29, it's the Commanders. They win and beat the Giants. They were 29th last week. They stick to that spot. They're at the Bengals Monday night in the jungle. At 30, it's the Broncos after their loss to the Steelers. They were 27th last week. They fall to 30th. They're at Tampa Sunday at 1 against the Bucs. At 31, it's the New York Football Giants. They're 0-2. They were 30th, now 31 after the loss to Washington. They're at the Browns Sunday. And then 32 is the worst team in the league right now in terms of rankings. The Panthers, they were 31. Now they're 32 after they got smoked by LA Chargers 26-3. They're at the Raiders Sunday at 4:05. So there you have it. The Athletics NFL power rankings heading into week 3. I'm stoked to go to the Steeler-Charger game. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Jets and Pats tomorrow night on Prime. So there's nothing but pain day, skinny. You get it all on Pharrell on the Bench.